This is All India Radio. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on PM Kisan Scheme and its role in farmers' welfare. The participants are Harveer Singh, agriculture expert, and Ruchika Chitravanshi, journalist.
Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi, which is also known as the PM Kisan Scheme, it is the first universal basic income type of a scheme that targets the landed farmers. The scheme was introduced in December 2018 and it was then extended to all farmers in May 2019. The union budget allocated some 75,000 crore in 2021. Mr. Harveer Singh, what is this scheme all about and how has it helped the farmers?
You rightly said that this is the first this kind of scheme in India, which is universal and then direct income support to the farmers. We have large number of farmers, roughly some 14 crore land holdings. But out of that, almost 80-85% farmers are small and marginal farmers. Their holding is less than 2 hectare and majority of them are also like 1 acre farmers or so. We have minimum support price system where farmers sell their produce at a price fixed by the government through the government procurement system. But these small and marginal farmers, many of them don't have any surplus produce to sell at that price. In that case, they are not a real beneficiary of a support scheme. For them, this scheme is really very important financial support because it goes direct to them into their account. And annually, they get this 6,000 rupees per annum financial support from the central government. So it makes a difference in their life.
Now, in terms of the households that have benefited from the scheme, sometimes there is criticism that the intended beneficiaries have not got the benefit of this scheme. Who are the people that the scheme has reached and how do you think this needs to be improved?
Initially, when government launched this scheme, it was for a targeted section of the farmers. Then government made it universal to all farmers. So I think it is not right to say that real beneficiary was not getting the benefit. In my opinion, they are really getting the benefit because they get them registered through the village patwari or through panchayat and all, and payment goes to their bank account directly. Except one or two states earlier, they also have joined, like West Bengal was not part of the thing, but now they are also joined. So in that case, almost all the small and marginal farmers, the real intention is to support them and they are getting benefit out of the scheme.
What do you see as the major challenges? How is the money reaching the farmers? Because there is an intermediary body from the state which will play an important role in making sure the scheme is implemented well. So are there any challenges on that side, do you think, that need to be addressed?
Such kind of scheme, which has a very big coverage, basically, always has challenge. But I think in this case, because money is going from the center and it is going directly to the farmers, so there is no such middleman kind of thing or middle system in this scheme from the state side. They just need to provide the information of the farmers and farmers can get registered themselves also. So this is the benefit of this scheme. And you see that what is the objective for implementing this kind of scheme is to provide the support to the needy farmers if they have some money to buy some seed or some other input material for their agricultural activity. So it gives them that kind of support. This is one kind of support center is providing. Other schemes are also, because now our focus is on the farmer's income. Earlier, the policy focus used to be on production. So higher production was the main target. We already have surplus production in many produce, except few exceptions. So otherwise, we have huge surplus in many production. But definitely, more production is not the guarantee of the better income for the farmers. So we have to target that how can we increase the farmers' income. So in that direction, this is one of the steps. Some other steps are also being taken for the better income of the farmers.
So right now it is for those who have the land-owning farmers who benefit of this scheme, or there are other types of farmers, the ones who are just doing cultivation, it's only those activities who are also getting the benefit?
Yes, you have to provide the information under the basic criteria. You have to meet that. Only then you can get the benefit of the scheme. Well, those who took the benefit without fulfilling the criteria, in that case, government also gave this information. Even minister also said in the parliament. So some unintended beneficiary also got the benefit. So government is also improving its implementation of the scheme. I think day by day, there will be more improvement. And those who are the really supposed to be a beneficiary, they will get the benefit of the scheme.
What is the qualification criteria that a farmer needs to provide to avail the benefit? And can you tell us a little bit about how many people have got the benefit of this scheme so far?
As already I mentioned that earlier it was supposed to be for a smaller marginal farmer, then it was extended to all. So, but at the same time, there's something that if you are an income taxpayer or a government employee, this kind of things of exclusion of those, you cannot meet the basically the criteria of the scheme. But today, Prime Minister transferred the money to 9.75 crore farmers. So this is the figure we have on record.
There is a big shortage of updated land records and the databases in place. So a lot of small and marginal farmers may not hold those kind of land titles. So is there something being done to fix this gap?
In that case, already there are some schemes under implementation, digitization of the land records. Definitely those who don't have any record in their name, so they cannot get this thing, the benefit, because you have meet certain criteria. So there is already a scheme, and in some states like Telangana and some other states, this digitization of land records is progressing very well. And other states are also doing that. In that case, because digitization and computer records provides better information and access to the farmer also to submit their record of the land.
That might be something that will be crucial to how this scheme progresses in the future.
Yes, it is not only this PM Kisan Samman Nidhi, other schemes also. Tomorrow, if government wants to transfer fertilizer subsidy direct to the farmer, so in that case, their land record is required. And this Kisan Credit Card, where banks provide interest subvention and loan to the farmers. So for that, you also need land record. So land record is always a very critical basically aspect for implementation of any scheme for the farmers.
Now, in light of COVID, where we saw a big economic impact, almost all sectors were affected. Agriculture was still managing to do well. And the lockdowns also have affected the livelihood of people. How has it impacted farmers, and how did the PM Kisan scheme step in during these times to help out farmers?
In COVID days, agriculture is the only sector of the economy which performed very well. And our growth of output was more than 3% in agriculture sector when our economy last fiscal contracted by 7.7%. So the reason was that we had back-to-back two very good monsoon. So moisture was available in soil, and reservoirs were full for supplying the water to the farmers for irrigation. At the same time, when the first wave of the COVID came, it was around March and April, and that was a very crucial time in 2020 for farmers, because it was a peak harvesting season for, like, it started with the gram and mustard, then wheat. Around that time, government immediately took important steps and allowed the agricultural activities to go on. Harvesting basically allowed to open these shops for seed and fertilizer, agriculture implement. And procurement was also very good that year. Even this year, it is a record procurement. So all these things directly, very critical support to the farmers in those difficult days. So, and farmers also played very important role for the economy despite the pandemic. They took the risk and worked in their fields and gave very good output to the country's economy. So in these times, any support for the government is always very helpful.
You had mentioned Telangana. Some of the states are doing better than the others. Can you share with us any examples as to how states are implementing the scheme and what are the steps that they are taking? Perhaps other states could have learnings from what others are doing as well when it comes to this scheme. Any best practices that you could share?
Why I gave the example of Telangana. Telangana already started one of their state scheme also, Raitu Bandhu. Orissa also is implementing that kind of direct benefit transfer scheme. Even some states like Haryana is also giving direct benefit to the farmers for diversification of the crop. So it is not just growing normal traditional cropping pattern. It is important to diversify to other crops also. Like in Haryana, government is giving farmers more financial support if they don't grow paddy, and instead of that goes for other crop like maize or cotton. Chhattisgarh is also giving some incentive to the farmer, 10,000 rupees per acre, if they move to other crop like coarse cereal or pulses instead of paddy, because we have plenty of food grain in our central pool, and paddy consumes a lot of water. So environmentally also, it is good if farmers diversify some other crops, and we need better, more production in pulses and oil seed. So these kind of benefits some states are providing to the farmers, so to encourage them to produce other than these food grain crops. So other states should take some lead like these states are taking.
Any states that you think are lagging behind when it comes to these things and implementing all these various things that you are saying?
I think West Bengal was not taking the benefit of the scheme, and now they are also joining, it looks like that. So otherwise, majority of the states were there. I think we are almost very close to the intended beneficiaries, those who deserve the right beneficiaries.
What is that intended number? Can you repeat that?
Actually, it depends on data comes. So we have this land holding size of roughly more than 13 crore. So with the updated data and new agriculture census will tell us exactly what should be our real target.
So under the scheme right now, the eligible farmer families get an income support of about 6,000 rupees per annum. Do you think this amount, is it sufficient?
In the previous budget, the government may increase the size of the transfer. But in these days, fiscal balance is also very important, and resources are really constrained due to this slowdown of the economy. So government is the better judge to look into the issue, because finance minister or those who are managing the finances in the government, they have to take the balanced view. So how much money is supposed to be invest on which scheme? Suppose we have 65,000 crore budgetary allocation, but it is open. If more money is required, definitely government will spend more money. Like in subsidies also, there is indicated number, but the real number goes up sometime when there is a need. So all these schemes are like, even MNREGA is also like that. So government intention is to provide the whatever is the requirement. So budget goes up in some years. So, but definitely it has to be taken a view by the government based on the resources available.
Now, you've also mentioned how states need to diversify their crops and their cropping pattern. More pulses need to be sown. How is PM Kisan converging with all these other ideas that the government has? How is PM Kisan evolving to coordinate better with states and sort of evolve a better future for the agriculture sector as a whole? Because it has to go beyond simply the direct transfer that is being made and take a holistic view. So how can that happen?
Actually, there are challenges in our agriculture, and a lot of diversification is required in that case, because climate change is also a challenge. Environmental issues are also there. So we have to focus on those crops which are good for income as well as good for climate and meet the challenge of the climate change and environmentally good. So in that case, farmers must go to some other crop instead of completely food grain and all. We need to grow more oil seed, because we are a deficit country in edible oil. And today Prime Minister also mentioned about an oil mission of, with a budget of 11,000 crore. So I think farmers must be encouraged to grow oil seeds. At the same time, it is not only the crop. We have to encourage the farmer to diversify in other activities of agriculture, like fisheries, poultry, dairy. Even if we see the value of milk we produce in the country, we are the largest producer in the world, is more than the food grain production. Our horticulture production has also crossed our food grain production. So changes are happening. So we have to focus towards where more value is there, because farmers will get a better price and a better income by using those agricultural practices.
More value is there. That's a very good point. What are the steps that can be taken so that to ensure that the farmers get better value for their product, and how to incentivize some of these things like you're mentioning, horticulture, fisheries, all of that? And is there a role for this scheme also to play a part in it?
So we already have this now a separate ministry for dairy and fisheries. So definitely it will increase the focus. And now dairy farmers are also eligible to take loan through Kisan Credit Card. They will also be in this criteria to take the benefit of interest subvention scheme under this Kisan Credit Card. And government has launched some scheme for adding more processing facilities in the dairy sector, and industry who are using the scheme also gets the benefit of low rate of interest. Through different tests and schemes, I think we are going in the right direction.
The PM Kisan Samman Nidhi scheme has benefited a lot of farmers. As we can see, there are a lot of issues that do need to be looked into. For instance, the digitization of land records, as you pointed out. And obviously, the way forward for the agriculture sector as a whole, which goes beyond this scheme, also is something that everybody needs to come together to work towards. Thank you so much, Ms. Singh, for sharing your insights today with us.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on PM Kisan scheme and its role in farmers' welfare. The participants were Harveer Singh, agriculture expert, and Ruchika Chitravanshi, journalist. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of All India Radio. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may email your opinion about this program at airnsdtalks@gmail.com.